堂听 class.com。
北京市2009年高级中等学校招生考试预测卷七。
Section 1. Number 1. Mom, where is my school bag?
I put it under your bed.
Mom, where is my school bag?
I put it under your bed. Number 2. Are you coming to my party tomorrow night?
I'm sorry, I can't. I play the guitar in a band and we have a concert tomorrow night.
Are you coming to my party tomorrow night?
I'm sorry, I can't. I play the guitar in a band and we have a concert tomorrow night.Number 3. What's the matter, Maymay?
I have a terrible toothache. I can't eat anything.
What's the matter, Maymay?
I have a terrible toothache. I can't eat anything.
Number 4. What does your mother look like, Betty?
She's tall and thin, with short black hair.
What does your mother look like, Betty?
She's tall and thin, with short black hair.
Section 2. Text 1.
How often do you exercise?
I run every day. Sometimes I go swimming, but I never play other games.
How often do you exercise?
I run every day. Sometimes I go swimming, but I never play other games.
Text 2.
Hi. I don't know if you remember me. My name is Maria.
Sure. I remember you. You sat next to me.
Yeah, that's right. How are you doing?
Fine. Nice to see you again.
Hi. I don't know if you remember me. My name is Maria.
Sure. I remember you.You sat next to me.
Yeah, that's right. How are you doing?
Fine. Nice to see you again.
Text 3.
Hi, Lu Ying.Where would you go if you could travel anywhere?
I don't know. I don't like to travel.
Come on. What if you could go anywhere? How about a visit to Mount Tai?
No, it's too tiring.
What about a trip to Harbin? You can skate now in winter.
No, I don't like cold weather.
Then would you like to go somewhere warm?I think Hainan is a good place for swimming.
But I can't swim.
Okay, how about Hong Kong? You can do a lot of shopping there.
That's good. I love shopping.
Hi, Lu Ying. Where would you go if you could travel anywhere?
I don't know. I don't like to travel.
Come on. What if you could go anywhere?How about a visit to Mount Tai?
No, It's too tiring.
What about a trip to Harbin? You can skate now in winter.
No, I don't like cold weather.
Then, would you like to go somewhere warm? I think Hainan is a good place for swimming.
But I can't swim.
Okay, how about Hong Kong? You can do a lot of shopping there.
That's good. I love shopping.
Text 4.
Haven't seen you for a long time, Lily.
Oh, Li Hua, it's you. Yes, I've just returned from America.
America? When did you go there?
I went there in July.
What did you do there?
I stayed in Washington learning English, and I also visited some other cities.
How many cities did you visit?
5.
Haven't seen you for a long time, Lily.
Oh, Li Hua, it's you. Yes, I've just returned from America.
America? When did you go there?
I went there in July.
What did you do there?
I stayed in Washington learning English, and I also visited some other cities.
How many cities did you visit?
5.
Text 5. Good morning, young man. What's wrong with you?
I'm feeling so bad. Watery eyes, runny nose, and I've got a sore throat.
How long have you been like this?
For about 2 days, and this morning I started to have a little headache.
Let me take your temperature.
I think I've got a terrible flu.
Take it easy. You've just got a cold. Please take this medicine 3 times a day and drink more water. Stay in bed and have a good rest during the weekend. You'll be well soon.
Do you think I can go to school next Monday?
Sure.
That's great. Then I can watch our school football game. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. Good morning, young man. What's wrong with you?
I'm feeling so bad. Watery eyes, runny nose, and I've got a sore throat.
How long have you been like this?
For about 2 days, and this morning I started to have a little headache.
Let me take your temperature.
I think I've got a terrible flu.
Take it easy. You've just got a cold. Please take this medicine 3 times a day and drink more water. Stay in bed and have a good rest during the weekend. You'll be well soon.
Do you think I can go to school next Monday?
Sure.
That's great. Then I can watch our school football game. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. Text 6. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I would like to have some information about the summer courses in your school.
Fine. We have short, full-time courses during the summer. Each course lasts for 3 weeks. Each one is about 23 hours a week, 4.5 days each week.
You must have a lot of students in the classes, don't you?
We have a lot of students in the school, but in the class, only between 12 and 14 students.
Could you tell me the dates of the first and second courses?
Yes, certainly. The first course begins on July 3rd and lasts until July 20th, and the second course is from July 24th to August 10th.
How much do we have to pay for each course?
Well, each course costs 300 yuan.
Do we have to find a place to live?
No, we can do that for you. You can live in the dormitory, which is 50 yuan a week.
50 yuan. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I would like to have some information about the summer courses in your school.
Fine. We have short, full-time courses during the summer. Each course lasts for 3 weeks. Each one is about 23 hours a week, 4.5 days each week.
You must have a lot of students in the classes, don't you?
We have a lot of students in the school, but in the class, only between 12 and 14 students.
Could you tell me the dates of the first and second courses?
Yes, certainly. The first course begins on July 3rd and lasts until July 20th, and the second course is from July 24th to August 10th.
How much do we have to pay for each course?
Well, each course costs 300 yuan.
Do we have to find a place to live?
No, we can do that for you. You can live in the dormitory, which is 50 yuan a week.
50 yuan. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Seven. I'd like you to work in groups of 4 or 5. Every member of the group is expected to try his best to do the project, and the group must work as a team. Okay, what should your project be about? You can work on either the environment or sports. If you choose the environment, the topic is, how serious is pollution in Beijing? If you decide on sports, then the topic is, what sports are people in our city interested in? After deciding on a topic, you will need to collect information. What research methods should you use? Well, if you pick the sports topic, I suggest you interview young people and their parents. Going to a fitness center or a gym to get some first-hand information may be a good idea. If you prefer the other topic, the one about the environment, you'll need to make a questionnaire or survey and do a lot of document research in the streets and shopping malls, as well as the internet. I'll let you have a month to collect information. On May 18th, I would like you to hand in the plans for your research. On June 17th, you must finish your survey and have your homework ready. The project can take the form of a written report or a video show. The written report must be at least 1,000 words long. If you have a video show, the recording should last no longer than 10 minutes. I will arrange for your group to show it in the classroom during lunch. Any questions? I'd like you to work in groups of 4 or 5. Every member of the group is expected to try his best to do the project, and the group must work as a team. Okay. What should your project be about? You can work on either the environment or sports. If you choose the environment, the topic is, how serious is pollution in Beijing? If you decide on sports, then the topic is, what sports are people in our city interested in? After deciding on a topic, you will need to collect information. What research methods should you use? Well, if you pick the sports topic,
I suggest you interview young people and their parents, going to a fitness center or a gym to get some first-hand information may be a good idea. If you prefer the other topic, the one about the environment, you'll need to make a questionnaire or survey and do a lot of document research in the streets and shopping malls, as well as the internet. I'll let you have a month to collect information. On May 18th, I would like you to hand in the plans for your research. On June 17th, you must finish your survey and have your homework ready. The project can take the form of a written report or a video show. The written report must be at least 1,000 words long. If you have a video show, the recording should last no longer than 10 minutes. I will arrange for your group to show it in the classroom during lunch. Any questions? Text 8. Excuse me, sir. I'm a student from number 22 middle school. I'm doing a survey on television. Could you answer a few questions? It'll just take a few minutes.
Of course.
First, could you tell me what your job is?
I'm a taxi driver.
A taxi driver. And how old are you?
24.
Now, about how many hours per week do you watch television?
Oh, about 13 hours.
About 13. Right. Now, what kinds of programs do you prefer? You know, action, news, sports?
Oh, I guess sports. And action programs, too.
Why do you like them?
Because they are so exciting, and I can see many of my favorite stars, like Yao Ming and Jackie Chan.
I see. And could you tell me what you dislike most about television?
Well, I guess I don't like the advertisements and talk shows. There are always too many of them. They make me feel bored and sleepy.
Right. Well, that's it then. Thanks for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a student from number 22 middle school. I'm doing a survey on television. Could you answer a few questions? It'll just take a few minutes.
Of course.
First, could you tell me what your job is?
I'm a taxi driver.
A taxi driver. And how old are you?
24.
Now, about how many hours per week do you watch television?
Oh, about 13 hours.
About 13. Right. Now, what kinds of programs do you prefer? You know, action, news, sports?
Oh, I guess sports. And action programs, too.
Why do you like them?
Because they are so exciting, and I can see many of my favorite stars, like Yao Ming and Jackie Chan.
I see. And could you tell me what you dislike most about television?
Well, I guess I don't like the advertisements and talk shows. There are always too many of them. They make me feel bored and sleepy.
Right. Well, that's it then. Thanks for answering my questions.
You're welcome.